Hello, you are tuning in to a one-in review with me, Cynthia Ng. On this show, we speak to entrepreneurs making an impact in business and society. Now, joining me today is a company that has done very well over the past year, despite the pandemic. Edwin Wang, co-founder of Signature Market, joins me. Now, Signature Market is an online platform that sells healthy food and more. Thank you so much, Edwin, for joining me for this interview.
Thank you for having me on this channel.
It is quite an exciting year. I understand that Signature Market just celebrated its 7th year anniversary, so congratulations on that. If I may start with the story of Signature Market, can you briefly walk us through the journey of the company from the early days back in 2014 as a snack food company to what it is now?
Thank you, Cynthia. So Signature Market is actually a lifestyle FMCG brand, okay? And our vision is actually to upgrade the community lifestyle and the well-being of our customer. Through the teaching of conscious living, we believe that everyone deserves a happy and fulfilled life, okay? And happiness starts from being healthy physically, mentally, and spiritually, right? So our brand started as snacks, okay, and health food. And in 2019, we actually explore into the mind part of our business, which is aromatherapy and personal care. And this year, we actually venture more into spiritual stuff. Okay, so we believe that body, mind, and spirit is a whole complete deal. So for spiritual stuff, we have a lot of workshop. We have my book, which is Gratitude Journal. Yeah, so this is overview of what is Signature Market today.
I would also like to talk a bit about the past year. I know that Signature Market has done really well. FY20 revenue was up by 111% to over 45 million ringgit. Overall, we did see that COVID-19 had a devastating impact on the economy and especially hit small businesses particularly hard. But online retailers fared well. In fact, Signature Market has done really well. So can you talk to us about what's driving this growth for your company?
Okay, so what is driving the growth is actually the Malaysian mindset. Okay, Malaysian mindset has actually changed over the years. Now health has been the most important priorities for most Malaysian, because if touch wood, if you get COVID, then health is something that saves your life, right? Okay, so for Signature Market, Signature Market targets the M40, so it's about upgrading their lifestyle, right? So most of the M40 have a car, has TV, has fridge. So what is next, right? So what is next is actually upgrading of their lifestyle. They eat better and they shift their mindset from just eat to survive to let's enjoy life, eat something more quality, more delicious and real. Yeah.
Okay, so M40 is your target segment. But as I understand, the M40 segment, while it makes a large portion of the economy, many people have lost their jobs, their income has been affected, and that will significantly push the M40 smaller. And in fact, if I look at data from the statistics department, it says that they expect 20% of M40 households might be pushed to B40. So I'm curious to know if you still feel the same about growth optimism in the M40 segment moving forward?
Okay, so far for the data that we've seen in our website, there's we don't feel any impact at all. And in fact, our basket size is not reducing, it's actually increasing further. So I think it's more towards the priority, because food is very, very important to most of us, right? So, everyone enjoys food, especially Malaysian.
Okay, talk to us a bit more about the basket size when you say that you're still seeing solid growth from consumers, and now that economy is opening up again and more people are going back to stores to buy products, do you think we will see a significant shift back to brick and mortar, people going back to shops to buy instead of doing it all over e-commerce platform like Signature Market?
Okay. So actually my answer is consumer follows brand. Okay, so it's not like because you are an online company, then I will consume online, right? So they always follow brands. So most of the brands are forced to be online as well in this pandemic. So consumer will not shift their brand if it's unnecessary, right? So our spike is actually just after the COVID. It's last year, no? Like last year in April or May, there's a spike. But then all the businesses has online option as well. So our upside is more towards the shift of people's mindset rather than is online. Yeah.
Okay. Now I want to pick your point about brand because it is so important. There are so many online retailers selling the same product. They're also selling the same kind of lifestyle concept. How do you distinguish yourself? I see that you're doing really well on Facebook, over 500,000 followers. So that's really good. But how do you maintain that, sustain it?
Okay. So for us, our strategy is always serving the niche. We always do things differently. All our SKU is very different. You can never get our SKU offline anywhere else. We always curate our experience. So it's actually very important to curate the experience so our customer they trust us, they follow us, and they like our taste, they like our lifestyle. So it's more towards the culture and lifestyle that we are portraying to our customer. So that's our approach in building our brand.
Now, speaking of SKUs, I read that Signature Market roll out new products almost on a weekly basis, and these are all in-house. So you ideate, you curate, and then you push out these products. Can you talk to us about that? Now, how do you know what customers want?
Okay. So for us, we always go and find customers' favorites. Okay. So what we do is we go to a manufacturer and we just educate them. Let's not put this kind of ingredients in. No, it's the manufacturer does not want to put this kind of ingredients purposely. Okay, is solely because they are putting on the shelf and it needs to be like certain years of shelf life, right? So for us, we can sacrifice that, and all of our product is only like 6 months. Okay, then we actually upgraded the ingredients as well. So nowadays, people are very, very particular on the ingredients. You know, it's like fresh fish and frozen fish. People can actually differentiate it, right? So we replace the ingredients, and we tell the manufacturer, our customer are willing to pay. You give us the best ingredients. Yeah. So that's how we curate our product and launch bestseller all the time. So the taste is always something that Malaysian actually really, really like already. Okay. What we do is we just change the recipe, change the ingredients.
And how much of data analytics go into curating, coming up with new products, knowing what customers want? Can you give us some interesting insights that you have seen over the past months, trends of Malaysian appetite or behavior on Signature Market?
Okay. So actually for us, because we are direct to consumer, we are able to get the first-hand data, and all our data is actually real time. So every time we launch a new product, right, the first week is actually very important, okay, because it tests the market, like how this kind of product will be received by the customer, right? So that is the first impression. Okay, then after the first impression, we track like 1 month, 3 months, and 6 months, and we track what is their repeat. No, is it like you just buy, then you don't repeat it again? So for a bestseller, it needs both. Okay, mm-hmm. it needs both. It needs to be very attractive at the initial case state. Okay, and it needs to have a lot of repeats purchase. Yeah, so that's our recipe to bestseller. And after we found that kind of recipe, we actually inject marketing, budget to let it fly. Yeah. So one of the amazing trends that we found in during the pandemic is actually aromatherapy and essential oil. Okay, because a lot of people actually miss their traveling. So the next best thing is just have those kind of environment, lemongrass, lavender in their home to feel like they are traveling. Yeah.
Okay. Now I really have to ask this because tourism is going to start again and economy sectors are opening up. Do you think you will see an impact on e-commerce activity? And I think what I'm trying to get at is, do you think that the pandemic has rewrote the rules of retail? Now, what is the value, let's say, a physical store in a post-pandemic world? And do you see the value in it? Will Signature Market move into having a actual store?
Okay, so during this pandemic, my personal opinion, okay, you can see a lot of F&B player coming in. Okay, so right now, the consumer are like spoiled with a lot of choices.
Yeah.
There's so many ice cream brands. A consumer are actually pampered by all those amazing new brands, right?
That's
so,
for
consumer to go back to there's no choice. I don't think so, right? So it's definitely gonna change. And you can see that in the offline as well, we have so many players coming in. We have Korean convenience store, we have Japanese convenience store, we have Japanese convenience so many countries, right? China convenience store. So consumer nowadays one choice and one variety. So that's the new normal. Yeah. So for us, we are also definitely gonna explore retail channel as well, just to be closer to our consumer, let them test our food. Okay, we are very confident that our food is it's not superior or anything. It's another choice, right? So choices is great for us. Great.
That's
for
interesting that
well.
You say that your product is not superior. But then again, if that's the case, how do you make sure that yours is the most sellable? What is the special thing about Signature Market's product then? As a consumer, yeah. I mean, I'm looking at it, say, like, hey, I tried it, I loved it, but that's not stopping me from trying someone else's product or another company.
Yeah. So actually, for us, we are moving beyond like superiority. We are moving away from monopoly. It's like one product, then everyone consume the same product, the whole population. So my thoughts is like, okay, everyone put forward what is their best, okay? Let the consumer choose what is suitable for them. So that's the thought process. You can try, okay? And if you like our product, then you become loyal. If you don't like, then we have so many varieties, so many categories. Today we have like around 700 SKUs. You may like our this category, you might not like our that category. So it's consumer's choice. Yeah.
Okay. Now, so starting from snack food and going into some groceries and aromatherapy, what's next from Signature Market? What can we expect from your company?
Okay, so for signature market, we are definitely expanding our categories. We want to cater for every aspect of people's life, right? So our next segment that we just launched is our kids and kids series. Is for 5 years old and 5 years old to 12 years old. Okay, and beside kids, some couples wanted to be, they like pets as well, so there's kids and pets that is coming. Okay. So yeah.
Okay, that's very interesting. Okay, so I read that Signature Market has also has plans to possibly a list on Bursa Malaysia in a couple of years. Tell us about those plans. I know it's still quite early, but if you can walk us through, the projection and growth numbers, that would be great.
Okay, so for us, since 2016, we have been growing 100% year on year. Okay, and it has been like 5 years already, and we are expected to grow, above 50% this year as well, right? So in 2017, we actually did an ECF, okay? And we are always trying to find the best asset for our investors, okay? So we feel that it's our responsibility to let those investors, get their returns, we set a benchmark for ECF as well, Yeah, so that's our whole exercise, yeah.
I would like to switch gears now and talk about you, because on this show, we do try to get insights into what makes a company or a leader successful. If you can share with us, Edwin, what are some of the key lessons that you have learned throughout your journey as an entrepreneur, particularly during the pandemic when, we are all faced with something new, something such a big challenge, and how has that shaped you as an entrepreneur?
So the things that I learned through entrepreneurship is, entrepreneurship is all about solving the world's problem, okay? And solving the problem using my own way and my own strength, right? So there's no right way or wrong way, it's only my strength and my way, right? So if I'm regularly doing that, okay, I can actually solve a big problem by segmentize it into small problems and solve one at a time. Okay, so entrepreneur is also a leader. So what leader does is it attracts people, amazing talents to them. So as a team, they can solve more problems, right? So as a team, it's also important that me as the leader, okay, creates the culture so everyone has a very happy environment to play, And with that, as a team, we actually can able to solve more and more the worst problem, and the more problems that we solve, the bigger the company is, the bigger the team is.
I read that the average age of your team members at Signature Market, your employees, is at 26 years old, and that makes me feel very ancient, number one, but also quite exciting to know that you're hiring such a young team. And it's not easy because these are Gen Zs, people born after 1996. They're very tech savvy, but they are also, they like to challenge status quo, and they have the desire for fulfilling work. So how do you motivate them, managing a young team and creating an environment, like you say, that encourages growth and creativity while you work and play at the same time?
For young force, their mindset is actually very different than baby boomers. The younger generation are not into conformity, and not work hard, right? So when they work, right, they don't just work for money, okay? There's a lot of feelings to it, right? So in Signature Market, our secret is actually we create a culture of vulnerability, okay? We allow everyone to express themselves and be themselves, okay? And without with that, right, Actually, with vulnerability, it allows people to dare to fail, okay? And not just dare to fail, they are able to be creative and innovative at the same time. So vulnerability is something that like our key to success. Yeah, that's it.
That's the first time I've heard somebody say that vulnerability is the key to making a good work environment. I do know that another part that I wanted to touch on is that showing gratitude is something that is very important to you. In fact, you launched your very own book called the Gratitude Journal. Tell us about this. You know, why, how does the deliberate practice of gratitude, giving thanks, how does it make a person a better leader?
Okay, so for gratitude, right, it is actually one principle in law of attraction, okay, where if you're grateful for something, then you get more. Okay, so the principle is actually very simple. Okay, if you are grateful for something, then and it comes from your heart, you actually have this vibrating kind of energy where they call it aura, okay, and because of this kind of aura, other people can actually feel it, right? So it sounds very spiritual, but then everything is atom, everything is energy, and every people do have an aura shell, yeah. So that's the beauty about gratitude, yeah.
Do you incorporate that at the workplace with your employees?
Yes, definitely. I always gratitude, practice gratitude in the company. And one of the activities that we do is all hands meeting. Okay, and during all hands, all the managers acknowledge our amazing staff. Our belief is actually very important. If we believe our staff is amazing, they are awesome, then they will be awesome, right? Even if you are not doing anything at all and you are super proud of one of your teammates, that person will actually feel it. Yeah, so it's actually not in the doing, it's in the being.
Okay, well, that's a very profound way of saying it. And thank you so much, Edwin, for sharing your story and also your insights into leadership. I think that's what I found really interesting about you. And I do wish you all the best with your plans at Signature Market. Once again, thank you so much for speaking with me. And you have been tuning into Awani Review with me, Cynthia Ng. We'll see you again in the next episode.